Good question. Just explain a very.
Yudalim beis lemember noilus lemalim the most lemember. Does this mean this over here? The katoris mafsik. The katoris is mafsik. The katoris can be mafsik in between the two parts of the avoda. Rashi over here says lemember the katoris. Where is the katoris going to be mafsik? Okay, this in the middle of the Gemara. Rabbi remember the katoris mafsik. Okay, so the Gemara is mashma. When it's the middle of the Gemara that the katoris is mafsik between
two avodas.
Between, let's go up, no, go up a little bit more. Okay, that's not. Let's go up a little bit more. Now we have to go very quick because I don't want to get bogged down. Let's go back towards. I'm going even harder. Verami seder yoima aseder yoima.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to suppose a stira. What is the order? What is the order of everything that is done in the morning in the base hamikdash on a daily basis? Now we every single day recite this nusach. He says every day, Abaye hashemisade sedem rach b'shema d'gmar v'alim d'abashol. Right? In this thing that you say every single day in the morning, you go through the entire seder. This seder is a machlokes. This is mishma d'gmar v'alim d'abashol. Not everyone agrees to this. It's machloikis to say that. The Gemara right now is coming to present.
The mere fact that we do say, we do paskin.
I guess so. Now, what's interesting though is that Yom Kippurim, did you say Ato Kananta? On Yom Kippurim,
Ato
Kananta. And then Nusuk Ashkenaz says, it says, what does Nusuk Ashkenaz say?
Yeah, I forgot already.
It says, Nusuk Ashkenaz, how can I forget this?
It's coming back to me. Yeah.
Nusuk Ashkenaz, they have a different Nusuk, okay? They have a different thing. There's a machloikis, a fundamental machloikis between Ato Kananta and on the Nusach Ashkenaz. If you read it very carefully, you'll take note that there's a different Seder. The Seder HaAvoid is not the same order. And that touches upon this Gemara. There's really a third Seder in this Shtu Gemara. So right now we're only going to be learning two. There's more than two. There's more than two opinions as to go through the entire Seder. But the Gemara starts off, V'rami v'astir seder yoyma aseder yoyma. That's not. Here's the Mishnah. Pious Hasheni. They took pious. They took lotteries. Oh, look who's back in business over here. Shloimi Rabinowitz. Finally, someone came to learn with me. Shloimi Rabinowitz. Shloimi Rabinowitz. Nee. Welcome to the Beis Medrash. You got a tan, another tan. It's not enough what happened.
You got a tan on top of a tan.
Not enough what happened to you on Pesach. Okay, we're not going to waste time over here. You're very late.
It's not.
You're Shul Zev Lobel. We're not for Yudal on the base. Yudal on the base. We're in the middle of the page. It's not pious. The Seder Yom HaSeder Yom. It's not pious. They take lotteries. You have about the New York lottery.
The second lottery.
They took many lotteries. We can't focus on details. Let's just get the general concepts. Who is going to do the shechita?
Okay.
Who next? Mizo. Who is going to do the zrika? Mi medashen. So this is the order.
That's another lottery.
Right.
Okay.
No. It's all part. I think it's all part of the second lottery. So go the shechita. Mizorek. Mi medashen mizbechaprim. Oh, so the third thing is the medashen to take away the ash and the mizbechaprim from the keturim from last night. Umi medashen es hamenoira. That's number four. Umimale Evadim, next thing they did in the Avodah was Umimale Evadim Lekeves, to bring the limbs of the Talmid Shel Shachar on the ramp. Next, okay, that's all part of Payah Sheni. Next, Payah Shlishi, Hashlishi. Oh, and we show Limin Shlitas here.
Nee.
Payah Hashlishi. It's very late.
Nee.
10 minutes late.
Nee.
Payah Hashlishi. Now we come to the Payah Hashlishi. Chadoshim Lekatoris. Oh, now we come to though who's new. Anyway, the only allowed people who never in their entire life brought the keteres.
Okay,
they want to spread the wealth. Both the hafiz, they made an announcement. Anyone that has never ever participated in the haktanas haketeres can come participate. I'm gonna buy it.
So if you're in Pais Sheni and you're ready, let's say we're the winner of Pais Rishon, you still go into Pais Sheni?
If you were
part of the Pais, you won, you succeeded.
I don't think so. I doubt it. I don't know for sure.
So again, Chadashim Bakteris Boyu should come.
The Hafisu, now they're up to the Haktoris Hakatoris. Who will be the one that has
what does Hafisu mean?
Participate in the Pais.
Okay.
Now, what do we learn over here? We learn over here. I'm Rabbi Eloi Kasha. So this is the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Why it's because this is really in the middle of the Gemara, and this piece of Gemara over here is a stira to what the Gemara said before. If we look in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, let's not do the entire Rashi, but Rashi in the middle says, let's look at Rashi, let's look at Chadoshim. Okay? Look at Rashi Chadoshim. Kohanim, it's the first very wide line. Chadoshim, Kohanim, Shal Yiktir Kutaris, Mimeim, Yiskamsu Kulum, Lakan, Lagor, Lakataris, Avaloy, Yishonim. Dam the Kabam, Elm, Shona, Badam, Lafish, Hoysam, Asheresh, Shema, Yasimu, Kitur of Yapech, Sibas, Shre, Bechashem, Heloy. Now, here's the part that we need for our Gemara. It's the third wide line in Rashi. It smells from fire. You know, we have this, you know, there's a small fire in the lobby. All right. Mikol Makoim, Shamin Minei, Atovas Haneirois Kodemis Likatoris. Okay, what does it say over here? This bryce is clear as day that the Hatovas Haneirois comes before the Keteris. Why? Because the Hatovas Haneirois is part of the Pious Sheni, and the Keteris is Pious Shlishi. Rabbi Shaul Zev, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, we have over here in the bryce. You know, it smells from fire. No, you don't smell fire?
No.
I smell fire, what could I tell you?
It didn't reach here.
Let me just see the kitchen if any of my equipment is burning. I don't know. All right, let's go by it. Okay, what do we see from this? We have a pious one, pious two, pious number three. In pious number two, what are we offering in pious number two?
The
Hatovas Haneiros, the menorah. And what is pious number three? The Keteres. So what do we learn from this Yisoid? That the Keteres comes after the Hatovas Hatovas Haneiros.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it says. So we have a kasha. So the previous one that we did not learn, says just the way around. It says that first comes the Keteres, and then comes the Hatovas Haneiros.
So it's like we say it in Madavening.
We're getting there. One second, please. The Gemara gives the answer like kasha. Here's the answer. Kan Batovas Shteineris, Kan Batovas Chameshneris. No kasha. The answer is that Elu, when it says in the Braisa that first comes the Hatovas Haneiros,
that's the first five.
And then comes, that's going to be the first five, exactly. Yeah. And when it says that, though, that the Keteres comes before the Neiros, that's in relation to the last two. So Elu v'Elu Diri Elokim Chayim. Because the Neiros, the Hatovah of the Neiros is broken into two parts, five and two. So when it says in the Braisa, first comes the Neiros, then comes the Keteres, that's the Hatovah of the Chomesh Neiros comes before the Keteres. And when it says in the previous Braisa that we did not learn today, that was yesterday, it's that where it says that we're in that Braisa where it says that first comes the Keteres, then comes the Neiros, that's in regard to the Shtei Neiros that come at the end. Good?
Yeah.
No Stira.
Yes.
In fact, the Gemara Vahal, oh, really? That's not so. Because now, Abaye, we have a kash on this. Because Abaye, Mesader, here's the Nuskh of Davening. Say this every day in Davening. Mesader, Amarocha. He was Mesader, the arrangement of all of the Avodah, Mishmei, the Gemara, in the name of tradition. Uvedam Atamin Mafsik Luhu. And there he said, it's not so. He says that what was Mafsik between the Hatovah of the Chomesh Neiros and the Hatovah of the Shtei Neiros. He says it was the Dam Atomid.
Not the Keteres.
Here's the Da. Abaya have a Mesada, say the Rosh Hashanah, but I'll leave the show. V'si Dursh Negiz, fine. But here we go. V'si Dursh Negiz, Reitzim Koidem, L'dishon Mizbech HaPnimi. V'dishon Mizbech HaPnimi Koidem, L'hatovas Chomesh Negiz.
What was before
Chomesh Negiz?
When was...
This is important for us.
Okay,
nee. L'hatovas Chomesh Negiz, Koidemes, L'dam Atomid.
Oh, I see.
V'dam Atomid, Koidim L'Hatovas Shtei Neiros.
And then what comes afterwards? The
Keteres. The Keteres comes later.
After Atomid.
After L'Hatovas Shtei Neiros, Koidim the Keteres. So how can you tell me...
The Keteres comes after Shtei Neiros.
After Shtei Neiros. So how can you go tell me that that it's not a stibik by telling me that the Keteres comes in between the Chomesh and the Shtei Neiros, when Abaye, it's the Beferish Siddur. It says it Beferish in the Siddur, that the Keteres that in between the five and the two is not the ketores, but it's the zrika of the dam kasha. The abayim misadim adochem shemim deshmoli v'vedam matov mafsik lu. Or Amri, the answer like kasha. Ahula abba shol. Now you know the pshat in the siddur. Abaya misadim said adochem b'shmod the gemara
v'alubod
abba shol. He's not saying his own chiddush.
That the talmid.
But there's another opinion. Holler abanon. Over here, when it says that the
Ketores,
Givaldik, the Tanya, the Tanya in the Braisa, lo yita v'saneres, he should not be made to the neres v'akach yaktir ella. Don't do that. Don't do hatava, and then do the Ketores. Ella yaktir. First, you should be yaktir the Ketores, v'akach kach yitev, and then you should light the neres. So according to that, he's bringing another opinion. One more time, Tanya. Lo yitev esaneris, do not do hatov and then light the neiros. Esaneris and v'achach yaktri. Ella, the ketores comes first. Not like I told you b'shmidah that.
Yeah.
But here it says ella yaktir. First comes the ketores. V'achach yaktiv. That's the rabbanan. Abba shol loimer. Now we're coming to Abba shol. He says first is meitiv. Your meitiv. V'achach maktir. In other words, Abba Shol says that the Ketores comes at the very, very end. At the very, very end. Over here, we're talking over here, Abba Shol says...
Mate, when you start being mate to the first five...
Abba Shol amar mative, no, not the first five. Mative over means all the neiros. Mative means, in this Braisa, mative
you're
means...
You're mative at once
everything.
All?
No, that's such a side point. In between the five and the two, it's going to be the Dhamma Tomit. But here in this price, so we're not focusing on what is in the middle. We're saying over here just generally, do not bring the Ketores until all of the Neros had Atova. Ella, Abba Shol Omer, Meitiv, V'achakach Maktir. My time with Abba
Shol. According to Rabbanan, you're Makdir the Tumid before you do the Ketores.
Correct. You don't smell fire?
No. I Baruch Hashem, I have a very good sense of smell.
I just want to make sure nothing's burning upstairs. All right, my time with Abba Shol, we'll see what happens. My time with the Abba, what's with Abba Shol? The Chassidus in the Pasuk.
Baboy. What happened?
What?
You said we'll see what happened?
No, maybe. Should I go check? Let me
you
go
hope
check.
You'll see what happens.
Let me go see what's going on. I see fire.
Suffolk, it's a Suffolk. What comes first? The Atavish Daenerys or to check to see Pikuach Nefesh?
Reb Shloima. Reb Shloima.
Yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem. And yourself? How are you?
Baruch Hashem. So you tell me you knew. So Nochem Shloima beforehand. You know,
right.
You learned together with him in Woodridge.
Right.
This goes back many years.
Yes.
If you mind me, he's about your. So
he's about my age, I imagine. He must be. Maybe he's a drop younger, I think.
Uh-huh.
He was younger than Yeshiva.
Uh-huh. He was a Vayla Bacher, Chashev Abo, yeah?
He was a good boy.
He learned to Lakewood as well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That was before Woodridge or after Woodridge?
Must have been after. You didn't go from Lakewood to Woodridge. You went from Woodridge to Lakewood.
Oh, I mean, Lakewood's like the last stop, huh?
Lakewood is for Elder Bachram.
Oh, I see.
Woodridge was still after high school, still.
And how old? Oh. What was it? The
only place that it smells is on the.
Someone's making a barbecue.
No, so the rubber smell. I don't know where it is.
Check by the steps going to the basement. Sometimes some kids are playing with fire over there.
The only place where it smells is only the front steps. In the front, when you open up the front door, where the coffee machine is, the urn is. There's a smell of rubber.
Yeah.
I went into the basement. There's no smell in the basement at all. There's no smell by the mikveh. There's no smell in the shul. But there is definitely a very strong rubber burning smell.
From the urn?
No, not from the urn. I don't know what it is. All right, weiter. Let's go weiter. Abba Shalomir, my timer. He makes a drasha. It says first in the pasuk twice. Baboiker, baboiker. And then it says the word yaktirena. So therefore, the teacher said that the Ketores comes after. It comes after you do the hatava saneros.
Literally afterwards, but that's the.
It means afterwards. It means mamash afterwards.
No, but it's a hefsek. Remember the
what
the
hefsek? No,
five and the last
no,
three.
No. According to Abba Shol, the hefsek is only the damatamit.
Yeah.
The hefsek between the five and the two is the damatamit. But the Ketores comes after the two, which means the Ketores comes after all seven are done.
That's what I meant.
Baboiker, v'rabbonin mai komar, v'rabbonin. So the Rabbanan, they disagree. The Rabbanan say that the Ketores comes before even the two. The Rabbanan hold that you bring the Ketores in the very, very beginning, before you do anything. Rabbanan, my Komar, my Kavarachamonan. It means, Be'idon, Hatovar, the Rabbanan say that you do the Ketores in between five and two. Why? So they learn Shan the Pasik, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivoya, Saneros Yaktirenda. Behetivoy means Bishas the Hatova. In the Hatova itself, between five and two is what you do with Bidna Tova to Makder Keteris. Dilotem Hachi, I'll prove you the Subshat. Bein Harbaim, when it comes to Bein Harbaim, the Sisset the Pasik, Vahalois Aharoin, Esaneros, Bein Harbaim, Yaktirenda. Hochinami, does it mean they're also the Bereisha Madlik Nerois? Don't tell me that when it says the pasuk the words, you have to go in order. Because if you're going to go in order in the morning, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivoye, Sederos Yak Tirena, which means you first do the Hatava and then you do the Ketores, you're going to have to follow the same pattern in the evening. And then the result will be V'Halois, Aharon
HaSaneros. That means you're going to have to say it's
You're going to have to be consistent.
When you light the candle,
What did Abba Shaul say? Abba Shaul says that we take a pasuk and we go in order.
Yeah.
It says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivoy HaSaneros, Yak
Tirena. Then Yak Tirena.
So we go with the order. The order is first. Is Baboike Behetivoyas Haneros, does the Erste Zach? Yak Tiren is the Zweite Zach.
Correct.
Right? So you're going to follow that rule, you should be consistent. Memela, when it comes to the Ben Harboyim, what is the Pasuk of Halle Sardis and Ben Harboyim? Yak Tirena. So what does it say there? When you light the Neros in the afternoon, then you first do Hadlokas Haneros, and then Yak Tirena.
Yeah.
So the Seder is first Hadloka Saneros, and then number two is Yak Tirena. Hochi Nami Debresha Madlika Saneros Vahode Makter Kutaris, Shobain Arboyim. So does that mean to say that's going to be the order? Cannot be the order. Why cannot that not be the order? Vichite Mochi Nami, Yotanya. Everyone agrees, Les Man de Poli, that the last thing you do during the day is Hadloka Saneros. Now, Tanya, Me Erev Adboiker, Tainla Midas, the different drashas. The first drash to be Tainla Boiker. You light from the evening until the morning. Drash number one. Tain la midasa. How much enough oil should take dolekas or lekas kalaila? Me'erev ad boiker. From evening till night. That's drash number one. Drash number two. Dover acher. Here's what we need for our Gemara. Me'erev ad boiker. Ein lecha avoida shekshek me'erev ad boiker. El zubil vaat. The last thing that you do during the day, the last thing you do is halakha saneris. When the pasuk says me'erev ad boiker, it's teaching you that this is the last thing. You hear?
Yeah.
This is the only avoid that can be done in the evening. So therefore, everyone has to agree that when it comes to v'halois aharoines haneris bein harbam yak tirena, when it says the word yak tirena there is not to be interpreted to mean an order. So the same way when it comes to the afternoon that it's not an order, so too. So what is the pshat in the pasuk? Ella Maika Marachmana. What does it mean in the pasuk by Ben Harbayim? It means that means at the time, Be'idon Hadlaka, at the time of the Hadlaka, Tehe Makdir Ketores. When before? You light the Ketores at the same time. But technically, which one will you light first? You're gonna light first. You're gonna do the Haktara.
Correct.
Before you can do the Hadlaka. So Hachinami, so let's be consistent. In the morning, when it says in the pasuk Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivaya Saneros Yak Tiren, it's not to be interpreted sequence. It's to be understood at the time be idan hatava when you do the hatava to hey makter keteres.
Oh, I see.
When will you do it? It doesn't mean after. It can mean even before. You need a gemara.
I'm looking for art school.
No, I don't have the art school. Now, so that's a very good kasha. So yeah. therefore, the Rabbanon has a gewalt garaya. The Rabbanon, they choose consistency. The Rabbanon want to be consistent. And since when it comes to the afternoon, there's no other way to learn pshat in the pasuk other than be'idon. Thus, in the boiker, when you have to understand mean be'idon, which means that the shas, the hadlaka, b'shas the hatava is when you're going to do the keteres. So now the question falls back on Abba Shaul, because Abba Shaul is now inconsistent. Abba Shaul now has a very big problem, because Abba Shaul is inconsistent. When it comes to the boiker, for Abba Shaul, the reason why we are allowed to be inconsistent and it's not a violation of anything wrong is because it says an extra word, the word oisai.
Which pasuk? Which one?
By the afternoon, the night. Like we explained, let's see the pasuk inside. Where does it say the word oisai? It says by the morning, Baboiker.
I don't know why I don't have it on the side. I only have it on this side.
The pasuk, let's go back to the pasuk. Where does it say the word Baboiker? Where does it say the word Osai? Kidaprishis. Okay, where's the word? Let's see over here. We have to find the whole pasuk. Here it is. Look at the pasuk. Look at the first wide line, the last wide line in Rashi. In Rashi, Ein lecha avodah shekshera,
kolayma.
Rashi, the fourth line down. Rashi, naf tezvav amin aleph, the fourth line, four lines down. The last, Rashi, no, high up, on top. Right. Rashi, ein lecha avodah shekshera, kolayma. Yeah, you got it?
Every time it says
Kloimar,
you know that he's...
It's not literal. You got it? Kloimar, ein lecha avodah yoyim shekshera achar hadlakasan. There's no avoid that's kosher after hadlaka. The darushachi oisoi me'erev the adboiker. V'loy achar me'erev adboiker. It says the word oisoi in the afternoon. Uve ha'alois aharoin es haneirois.
Instead of saying achar me'erev adboiker.
Bein harabayim yak tirena. So where is the word oisoi? The word oisai the chesiv says in the pasuk. Where is the pasuk? Of halois on the side of the gemara we have the pasuk. Of halois aharoin es haneirois bein harboyim yak tirena ketores time lefnei Hashem. So where's the word oisai? Give me one second. Where does it say the word oisai? Va'aba shol the chesiv oisai miut. Men dir schleute ulam. Where's word I say? Yak tirena. Yeah, if you don't not like ram. Yeah, this is good. We have to get the chumash. We have to go to the videotape. We have to get a chumash. Shemoy slamet ches. One second. Shemoy slamet ches. You have to open up the Bible. Shemois Lamed. Here we go.
Exodus.
The Old Testament.
No, don't say that. That one don't.
Apocryphus. Lamed Lam Uvehalois. Aharoin es neres bein harbam yak tirena kitaris will fnei Hashem b'nusav v'lo yisalu olav. Kter zorgel b'nuchav v'nesach. Where's what I say? Sorry, what you say?
Chav zayin, chav aleph maybe?
Put on the microphone. V'nasata oisal
chav v'nuchav. Chav zayin, chav aleph.
Chav zayin, chav aleph. Chav zayin. Chav zayin. Chav aleph. Ba'oyel moyed. Ah, he got the pasuk. You see that? He's a genius. Shlomi, it's not in the Gemara. It's not. How come the Masifa didn't tell this to me?
Where does it say
Tetzaveh.
It's in the book. It's in the book, Ibid.
Tetzaveh. In the Tzave, it says, "Be'oil moid nichutz la'paroiches asher aloidus ya'aroich oisoi a'oisoi ya'aroich shall arrange oisoi it oisoi." It's in the second posuk in Parshas Tetzave.
Okay.
He learns this. He's a Baal Kriya, Shlomi Binowitz. He learns every.
It's not from me. I'm reading it from the article.
Oisoi. You learn this posuk. Tetzave Oisoi. Aharoin uvonov me'erev ad boiker lifnei Hashem. That's the drasha. Me'erev ad boiker.
So again, what's the posuk? Yeah,
Yaroich Oisoi.
Meaning they should
light
it.
You shall arrange Oisoi it.
Meaning you shall light it.
It. So the word Oisoi is superfluous. Yeah. To make a drasha that in this case, that when it comes to the lighting, when it comes to the menorah is the last thing to be done. You first bring the Ketores and then you light the menorah. It's a Gezeres HaKasa. So we have an end for the Kasha. What was the whole Kasha? The Kasha was inconsistency. The Kasha of the Gemara was that Abishol is inconsistent. Because when it comes to the Shachar, Abishol said that when it comes to the morning, what is the rule in the morning? We go in order, sequence. It says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivaya Saneros, Hatova Saneros, Yaktirena. First Hatova, and then Kintoires. We're following the sequence. If you're going to follow the sequence, you should be consistent and follow the sequence in the afternoon. Uvehalois Aharonis Saneros. First Neiros, Bein Harboim, then Yak Tirena.
Right.
But everyone agrees that that's not the correct sequence. That first you're going to do the Keteris, then you're going to light the Neiros.
Right.
So we have a Stira. How can you be inconsistent in how you read Psukim? When you read Psukim, if you're going to follow the technique of going in order, you should go in order in the morning and at night. So the Gemara is answering, really we would be consistent, but because we have another word, Oisoi, that appears in Parshas Tetzave, that forces our hand in this particular instance not to be consistent. Okay, end of the Gemara. Vayit, new Gemara. Okay, we've answered the Gemara. Next, Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa has a new answer. Loi kasha. Ha Rabbanon ha Abishol. Rav Papa says there's no difficulty. One is going like the Rabbanon, one is going like Abishol. B'mayu kim delamas nisan. What is Rav Papa going back on? He's going back on Rashi over here explains Rav Papa what he's coming to answer. Seder Yoima Asedium. He's going back to the original Kasha. He's going back to the original Kasha. We have one Braisa that says what? Going back to what was the original question? When do you bring the Keteris? Do you bring the Keteris before the Neiros or do you bring the Keteris after the Neiros? So we got a little sidetracked. Let's take a step back. When we started today's daf, we presented a contradiction. There is one braisa that says the Keteris comes before the Hatavas and Neiros, and the other braisa says that the Keteris comes after. How
so
do we answer? Elu ve'elu, they are saying that there's no machlokes.
It says after means the first five.
Right. We're going like the Rabbanon. We're going like the Rabbanon that say that you do the Keteris in the middle. Memel, it's relative. The braisa that says that you bring the Keteris first is referring to the regard to the last two, and the braisa that says that you bring the Keteris after is going regard to the five. So the first answer of the Gemara was that we're following one opinion, the opinion of the Rabbanon, and the way we answer the contradiction is revealing that the Keteris was done in between five and two.
Yeah.
Now, in the process, the Gemara ended up bringing out a whole new Yesoid, that there's another opinion called Abishol, who holds that in between 5 and 2, they did not bring the Keteris, they brought the Damatomet. And when was the Keteris offered? The Keteris offered before the whole thing even started. Abishol, the Keteris in the morning was offered at the very, very end. But once the Gemara now has brought, it's part of this process, has revealed that there's a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Abishol. Once this revelation has been made, Rav Papa says, why do we have to go give the answer that it's between 5 and 2? Let's answer the contradiction that one opinion is going like the Rabbanon and one is going like Abishol. The braisa that says that you brought the Keteris after is going like Abishol. And the braisa that says that you brought the Keteris before is going like the Rabbanon. So a new answer, Papa Mar, Loi Kasha, Ha Rabbanon, Ha Abishol. Frek the Gemara, wait a minute, that's not a good answer. But Mayu Kimto, Lamas Nisan, the Hacha Rabbanon. You're telling me another one like the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon over here says that you bring the Keteres, you bring before Kerabbanon, pious Dabik Rabbanon, Pais Kabashol. The Pais, the Maikim Limas Nisan, the Hacha, Kirabbanon. So what's the word Kasha now? Pious. Now, next words of Rashi, the Masnisan, the Payosos Hashanuya Beperik Sheni, the Ketani Ketores, Libisoy Kabashol. The pious means, but the next Perik is going to be Kabashol. So we have a, so we're setting up for Bikasha. If you're telling me that the Mishnah here in the first Perik of Masechta Yoima is going like the Rabbanon, then Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who laid out the Mishnayis, is contradicting himself in presenting Perek Aleph Lefi the Shita of the Rabbanon, but Pious is a code word for the second Perek of this Masechta.
The pious means a lot.
Lottery, because that's the topic of the Mishnayis in the second Perek. And the problem is, but Pious, which means the second Perek, is Kabashol. Ema Seifa, and then when we go to the third parak, where it says, "Hey, view loy es atamid kartsoy," kartsoy means they shechted it. This is from the nusach. This is the nusach of the Yisrael Yom Kippurim. They said avoda. Kartsoy means you cut it. It's a fancy word for shchita. Umorak, and then you did kabbalah. Achas shchita al yodai. Nichnas lahaktir esaketores. There it says he did the ketores, and then it says lehitavesaneres asan l'rabbanon. So it comes out now that if you're going to tell me over here that our mesecht is going, our parak is going like the rabbanon, there's a major inconsistency between parak aleph, parak beis, and parak gimel. Parak aleph is going like the rabbanon. Parak beis is going like abishol. Parak gimel is going like rabbanon. The Perakim. We're now learning Perek Rishon. Look at the top of the page. Shivas Yomim is Perek Rishon. In the Perek Rishon, there's a Mishnah which according to Rav Papa's answer, indicates that we're following the Shita of the Rabbanon, that the Ketores was offered before the Ketores. In Perek Sheni, later in this Masechta, there's going to be a Beferish Mishnah which indicates...
You mean Barishina?
No, Perek Sheni, the next Perek. The next parak, next parak, and there's a mission that says pious, and in parak Sheni, the mission that says pious, there's a statement which indicates that we're following Shita of who? Abba Shaw.
What?
It says there the pious. I don't know the details, but the Gemara says there the seder, the machlokes. What is the seder? It's not Flamed Gimel. Lama Gimel. There it's going like Abba Shaul. And then in the third parak, we're going back to the sheet of the Rabbanon. So, Frek the Gemara, Reisha v'Seifa Rabbanon mitziyosa Abba Shaul. It doesn't make sense. There's too much inconsistency. Amal Chara, Papa, in Achanami, what's so terrible? Reisha, which means the first parak, v'Seifa, the third parak, is Rabbanon, mitziyosa, and the middle parak is Abba Shaul. So the Gemara says, so they're fine. That's the Gemara's Maskana. So we come out of the Maskana over here. What do we come out of the Maskana? We have a steer. We have two brises. One brise says that the Gutaris was brought first, before that of the others, and the Gutaris was brought after. We have two answers to this difficulty. We have the answer of Abaye and the answer of Papa. Papa's answer, the second answer was, this mission is going like the Rabbanon. Abaye's answer is, no, this mission is going like is going like I'm sorry. Our Papa's answer, the way we're going to resolve the contradiction, ha Rabbanon, ha Abba Shaul. Abaye's answer, Abaye is ha v'ha Rabbanon. There's no stira. The way we're going to answer the contradiction is the mechalik between the five and the two.
Yeah.
It's relative to the five and the two. So the Gemara now says, Bish, according to Abaye, Lamekar, Papa, Reishim, Sefer, Rabbanon, Mitzvah, Rabbi, Shalom, the reason why, it's very partial, why Abaye did not like the answer of Rapapa, because Rapapa is creating a lack of Seder. He's creating confusion, because his answer relies upon the fact that the first parak is following the Shita of the Rabbanon, the second parak is following the Shita of Abba Shaul, and the third parak is following the Rabbanon. That's an inconsistent approach to the Mishnayis. We prefer not that. El Rapapa, my time, lo yavakar Abaye. What was wrong with Abaye's answer to say that we're going consistently like the Rabbanon, and the way we're going to enter the steer is by saying the mechalek between five and two?
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, Amalucha will tell you, Tana Bereisha Atava Shtei Neiros, Vahada Atava Shchamesh Neiros. You know why? Because according to your answer, your answer, the way you answer the stira, it comes out, okay, we have to analyze the words, which we're not going to do now, but it comes out that the way the result will be, we're first going to list the brisa that's going to talk about the hatov of the two neiros, and then we're going to go backwards in time and talk about lighting the hatov of the five neiros. Because the first brisa that says that the ketores comes first can only be understood if it's being done before the last two neiros. And the second brisa that says that the ketores being done after can only be understood if it's being done after the five neiros.
Right.
So you're going back in time.
Right.
You're first talking about the last two neiros,
right,
and then you're going back in time to right. That I don't like that. So that's why Rav Papa rejects Abaye's answer. So now the question falls back in the court of Abaye. The Abaye Amalucha. The Tana of the Braisois of the Gemara is coming to teach you general concepts. The Sidra Hodar Tanila. The Seder will come to later on. That's not the problem. We're not here teaching you the Seder. We want to first teach you general concepts, and later we'll get back to the Seder. Look how Rashi teaches these words. The Amul Chabaya. Ha the Perakama. This is the Perakama. The Tani says Kol Shibus Hayam Hu Zorek Lo Bi Makipurim Koi Vloy Kabra Sidra. The first Perak that Taka says the two Neirois. Don't go telling me that we're talking about Seder. We're talking general. We're talking about. We're not talking about Yom Kippurim. Rashi, Dibra, Masav, Rabbi. Tell the Dulosh of the Lab Yom Kippurim Koi Vloy Kabra Sidra. Ella Arui Ba Alma B'Mari's teaching is coming to teaching you Halacha. We'll get later to the Seder later on. It says and later we'll do the order. Okay, so we're not getting involved in the order over here. So therefore, it's not different. Even though in Perek Aleph, it's out of order. It's out of order. That's not a kasha. In Perek Aleph, we're talking about general principles. Later, when we get to Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, there we're going to go through a very detailed outline of the Seder Hayayim.
But still, it's very shver. Even if you're going to, but to go out of order, even
he's saying it's not so shver because it all depends. On, we're not attempting to teach you the Seder. If we're attempting to teach you the Seder, it will be very shver. That was not the goal. We really need more background. I don't have the background. You need more background to go to the Sugi side. But basically, don't hold me to this accountable to the fact that it's not in order, because that's not the purpose of the time. The time is to tell you general principles. Later, when we go through the Masechta, we'll come to the general order. Gufa. Now let's go weiter. Gufa. We're going back to a previous sugi. The coil is coming over here to discuss the carbon, the chatas. Okay, he offers the carbon chatas. I'm going to make the carry Mizrach Sefonis Noisim. Mizrach, which of the corners of the Mizbeach, what is the order of putting the blood in the corners of the Mizbeach? You go.
You're talking about Yom Kippur.
Well, every day. Well, correct. No, it is not that Yom Kippur. He's practicing now. This is what he does. And this is what he does the whole day. Look at Rashi. Rashi, L'chatas L'Hashem al Olas HaTomid, Ma'isa Chatas al Olas HaTomid, L'chatas Tu'un Pisuk Matomid.
When it says Al, what does it mean Al? With?
Where Al means in addition. Oh. Al means in addition. He brings the carbon Chatas in addition to the Tomid. Rashi says, Ma'isa Chatas al Olas HaTomid, V'achatas Tu'un Pisuk Matomid. You have to do four. Shodama nitan al arba kronos af oilas atamid yesh ba pisik matanos loy shabitloy mimena masa oilo shari oilo hi ela shneim noy hagin ba. Now let's explain. The Gemara is going to see we're going over here. I have no idea what's going on. Kuva. I'm bolikem mizrach as finest. Achatos is shtayim shehein arba. When you bring a carbon chatos, you put the blood, you splash the blood on the all four sides of the mizbeach, and the way you do that is you splash it on the corners. So here's the mizbeach, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the mizbeach. Where do you apply the blood? You apply the blood on this corner, and this corner. Mm-hmm. Okay. You take in the hand the base in the blood, and you throw it. Where do you throw it? You throw it on this corner.
Yeah.
Why? Because when the blood splashes on this corner, it's going to splash on this side and on this side.
Yeah.
And then you walk all the way around, and you come to this corner, you splash on this corner. When you put it in this corner, where's the blood going to go? It's going to go on this side and on this side. Yeah. So at the end of the day, what happens? The blood is on all four sides of the Mizbeach.
Right.
How many matanas did you do? Two.
Correct.
Two actions. Two actions which accomplishes four sides. When you bring the carbon oila, what do? You don't do it on the bottom. Oila, you go up the ramp, you come to the top, and you take your finger, you dip it into the basin, very delicately, and you put it on the corner.
Each corner?
On the top. And then you walk along the path,
and you come
in this corner.
Four corners.
And this corner, and this corner. So when you bring carbon oila, Shlomo Rabinowitz, how many matanis do you have when you bring carbon oila? Four matanis. You dip your finger into the blood, and you put on all four corners of the Mizbeach. When you bring carbon chatos, how many matanis do you do? You don't the rib, you do it from the bottom, you do it from the bottom, down in the Mizbeach. And how many times do you apply the blood? You apply the blood how many times?
So here
he's
talking about the
chatos
now?
Yes, the chatos. Gufa, what's the Mizrachas Svinus? On the east, north, northeast. Where is that? So make believe this is Shah Ezra's Noshim. You're coming into the base of Mizrach from this side. And here you're coming in. This is the east. You're coming from the east, right? Shah Nikonar. You're coming to the east. Safon is that side. Safon is the Kutcher Kadashim. North. So this corner of them here is the Kodesh HaKadosh.
What are you talking about? It's Marif, yeah.
Here, by the bookcase. That's Marif. Here is the Ezra's Noshim. Shar Nikonar. Here's the Mizbeach.
Safon is always the right. When from Mizrach is always right.
Yes. Okay, if this wall is Kodesh HaKadosh, and here is the Ezra's Noshim.
Yeah.
You're coming in.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm coming in.
So you first do this.
So
yeah.
This corner is called the Mizrachis Tzifonis.
So that's where you splash.
That's where you splash. And then you walk around.
Yeah.
You walk around.
Why not from the other side?
Because
you always have to go right.
Always go right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Then you walk all the way around. And you come where? To this corner.
You get Tzchar Pshias
also. And you come and you splash over here. Gemara, Gufa, Tabarla, look at Mizrachis Tzifonis. It's nice thing.
Next, Svinus.
And then you say Mizrach Svinus. And then what do you do? Then you do the
Maravis Drimus. Nice.
Then when you walk around, and when you come to the Maravis Drimus, where's that? The Marav means the Marav here, this corner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
northern,
the Gidoron.
Nice,
Maravis Drimus. Okay? Now the Tani Allah, Rabbi Shimon, Ish Ham Mitzpeh.
This is a chalik from the Gemara when we learned
the Brisa, yes. Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon, Ish Ham Mitzpeh, that was his name. He lived in the city called Mitzpeh.
What does Alei mean? He went?
The Tani Allah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was taught concerning this Mishnah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon,
Ish
Ham Mitzpeh, Mishane B'Tamid. Mishane Bita means he made a change, a deviation
okay.
When it comes to Kabbalah, which is an oila. Vala lekerin mizrachis svaimis noisein. Noisein mizrachis svaimis. Maravis droimis. Noisein marava the achakach noisein droima. He holds that it was three matanis. Okay, so noch one more time. No, Tani Allah, Rabbi Shimon Yerushba Mitzvah Mishana Bidna, but Tomid means not the carbon Tomid, it means in the Sechta Tomid. That's because over here, there's no Chatos. Look at the Rashi. There is no Rashi over here.
So Mishnah Tomid,
Mishana Bidna, Mishana. He made a deviation. And we're not discussing the Tomid, because Tomid is carbon oil. Like, you go up, and you find over the place.
So the Tomid means what?
In the Sechta Tomid.
How do you know that? That doesn't make...
1 second. Let me see. Maybe you're right. One second.
No, it doesn't make... Stop.
1 second. 1 second over here. Michael Rachmana. I have to find the place. Here. V'toni Allah. Shem Shem Yisrael Mishane Seda Hazrika B'tamid. Misader Hazrika Shol Kol Carbon Oila. Shel Kol Carbon Oila. Daite Seda Hazrika Hikach. You're right. Tamid of the carbon oila.
For sure.
Wait. Let me take a step back. Let me take a step back. Bala Koyin Gufa Mishnah Tomid. No, I was right, Mishnah Tomid. Say Dazrika, I said it originally. In Mishnah Mesechta Tomid. I made a terrible mistake. Torus in the
other.
How can I make this mistake? In oila, you do it lamata, and the chatos is lamala. Only by a bird is the other way around.
One second, in oila, you do lamata.
Lamata, I made a mistake.
Oh, you said just the other way
I made a mistake. It's only by, I was thinking about a bird.
And the chatos, you do it from on top.
Chatos, you do it on top. Chatos, you do it on top, right.
Achatos, and you splash?
No. A chatos, you put the blood on all four corners. This is the tomit. We're dealing with the carbon oil.
So you made a big bowl. Oh.
That's right, I made a terrible mistake.
So chatos you have to do for all four corners.
Right. We're not bringing carbon chatos. Now right now we're discussing the carbon tomid. A carbon tomid is a carbon oil.
So when it says go for both the carbon
Let's start again. Where do you sprinkle the blood of the carbon oil? Lamata, of an animal. And how many corners? Two corners. That's where he came from. That was the city.
Oh, he was Mishaneh.
He made a deviation, a change.
With
regard to the Talmud, which is the carbon oil, which is a carbon oil. Right?
Yeah.
And what did he do? Bala l'karim mizrachis sefaynis. Noisei mizrachis sefaynis. So far, so good. Right?
Yeah.
Now, here's where he's mishane. He comes now to the Maravis Doraimis. He comes all the way around.
He did it separately.
Exactly. He did it first only on
Marav, and Marav, then Doraimis.
And then he did on the Doraimis.
That means he did it three times. Correct.
Very good. Right. My time now. What's the shah? My time in the Mishan Isha Mitzvah. What's the reason? Oh, Marabi Yochanan. Mishum chad debe Rabbi Yanai. In the name of one of the people who taught Torah in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai. Amakra. It says v'so'ir.
One second, so he was following Rabbi Yochanan.
Correct.
Okay. Amakra.
It says in the pasuk, v'so'ir izim echad l'chatos l'Hashem. It says in the pasuk, by Yom HaKippurim, where does it say this pasuk? Which yonah is this? Or is Gimel? V'so'ir izim echad l'chatos l'Hashem alas. I'm not sure which carbon this is. Let's go by it. It's not relevant anyway. Al. It says you bring every yomtiv. Every yomtiv you do this. You do this every single. You bring a soyer. Soyer lechatas. Sirizim echad lechatas. Udla no dal Hashem. Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry. This is Rosh Chodesh. Pashut. This is Rosh Chodesh. Okay.
This Parshas Pinchas.
This pasuk is said by Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
The only place that it says La Hashem, you bring a carbon for Hashem, is only by Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Okay. But who's the Gemara? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says bring for me a carbon lechatas.
You know why? It's Hafla
Bafela. Because
of the Levana. It's Hafla Bafela.
It's Ma'id Yerech. Usi'ir, Torah, Kabbalah, Yoni, Dralam Ha'im, Nibirum Shalom.
Here's
the Chaz Lashem. Al. Here's the key words. Al. Al means in addition.
In addition.
Of the Oilas Hatamid Ye'oseh. Viniskoi. And also bring its libations. Now,
I like that word, for the chatas.
For the chatas. Yeah. Now, the Gemara makes a drasha. The drasha over here is oilehi.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah.
Correct. Oilehi. The Omer Rachmano Ovid B'maisa Chatas. We're making a drasha.
What do you mean oilehi?
The Tomid is an oilo.
Right.
It says over here, Milvad Oilas HaTomid.
Correct.
Okay, what is a Tomid?
Not
Mavad, Al-Oilas HaTomid. The Pasuk says, the Pashup Shah, the Pasuk, was Seir, Izim, Echol, Lechatos, Lashem.
Al-Oilas.
Al, in addition.
Correct.
Every on Rosh Chodesh, you bring a special
an addition of the
Oilas HaTomid,
yeah, yeah.
In addition to the Tomid Shal Shachar.
Correct.
Al, in addition to the Oilas HaTomid, Ye'oseh, you shall do. V'niskoi, don't forget to bring the wine, the Yayin.
Correct.
Now, period. That's the Pshutoi Shal Mikra. The Gemara now enters into the and says, let's make a drasha. Are you in the mood to make a drasha? Okay? A drasha. We're going off pshat. What's the drasha? It says here the word Tomid. What is a tamid? What kind of carbon is a carbon tamid? What is a tamid? Is it a chadis or an oila? Oila. And now, so let's read the pasuk again now, and let's substitute the word oila for the word tamid. It says seir izim echad. You bring a he goat lachatos lahashem al on top of the oilas hatamid the oila. Okay, that is not really a substitute. Hakeitzat. Let's go back to the Gemara. Oilahi the omar rachmano. Ovid bo maise chatos. It says al oila satomit, and it's saying that you should do it just like the chatos.
So,
because the two are juxtaposed,
yeah.
It says chatos la Hashem al oila satomit. We're making a drasha.
Okay,
it's not the pashup shah and the pasuk. We're making a drasha. We're saying since the two are juxtaposed, a chatos la Hashem al. It's telling you that the carbon oila shall be done just like the carbon chatas.
Right.
Look how Rashi explains. L'chatas l'Hashem al oila satamit. Ma'ase chatas al oila satamit. Okay, we're putting those two words, those expressions together. And the Sar the Gemara in Ois Ches, it says, V'kis v'yad noisif hitil. Hitil, ma'ase chatas, hitil al oila satamit. Hitl means it's casting. Because these two expressions are next to each other in the pasuk, chatos la Hashem al, superimpose a chatos la Hashem al into the carbon oil.
Yeah.
Okay? So even though al shute shomer means in addition,
right.
The Gemara is making a drasha, al means into,
yeah.
Take the carbon chatos, the dinim of chatos, inject the dinim of carbon chatos into a carbon oila.
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? In oila, you go up the ramp and you put all four corners. Yeah? You go up there and put all four corners. A chatos. I'm sorry, a chatos. You go up the ramp and put all four corners.
Correct.
In oila, what do you do? Lamata.
Correct.
Lamata. So the words now making a drasha.
Yeah.
What's the drasha ketzad? Noisin achas
shishtayim.
No, I mean back in the Gemara.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the master chadus haketzad. Noisin achas shishtayim kemaisa oila. But then, when you get to the second corner, then shtayim shehin shtayim kemaisa chatos. That's the drasha.
So again,
Rabbi Yochanan says
shishtayim kemaisa oila.
And then when you get to the other corner, you should do two matanis. Just like you go on the carbon oil.
How do you figure from? How do you see from this?
Because
Rasha?
It says chatos la Hashem al oila satamit, which means take the dinim of chatos, inject it into the carbon oil.
Right.
Reacting on the obvious kasha, ebezei. So we should do everything for the litein shtayim shein arba kemaisa oila. If that's shown the pasuk, so you should do total of six. Do first the carbon oil. One maton on this corner and one maton on this corner,
right.
And then do another four. One, two, three, four. The Gemara says no such thing. You can't do that. Loi matzinu damim shemechaprim v'chozim mechaprim. No such thing. There's no such thing as putting blood on the wall mizbech more than once. That cannot be the pshat.
But that, one sec, that's only on Rosh Chodesh.
Never. There's no such thing.
No, the oil that what Rav Shimon did.
I guess we take it as the binyan av l'chol karbonis.
That's a
chiddush. Do six. Oh, so here comes Gemara's grand answer. Hasam pisuk matanis ba'olmahi tzanakasha. Because it's just called pisuk. In other words, if you're not doing anything extreme by doing this. You anyway need to go put the maton on two sides.
Yeah.
So it's delicate to break it off and you do it one, two. That is okay. So Frank the Gemara Ibazid, this Akashen Shtayim Lamata Kamaisa Oila, Shtayim Shen Shtayim Lamala Kamaisa Chatas. And the Gemara Loi Matsilu Dom Shachatil Lamala Lamata. Veloi. V'yotanan, he's a menu achas l'malo v'shev l'mata. Yom HaKippurim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's achas l'malo l'mata. Kimatzlif, like a matzlif, like a whip. My kimatzlif, machved avihuda kiminagdom. I saw the fine frucht and like every Yom HaKippurim, he did malchus on the roof. Kimatzlif. You're walking by when you're reading this Gemara, and it's a memory that's coming to my mind. You walk by. What are the chances of that happening? Zero.